1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
From high atop the Las Vegas Strip, this is Joe Dickhead's football picks for this week, whatever the date is.
I think it's the third week in the league.
That is the voice of the professor, and I am Joe Dickhead, and welcome to our picks for this. Third week. Third week of the National Football League. And you can call the following number for my big pick, my big choice. I'll give you absolutely free the Green Bay Carolina game. If you call 213-251-3189. That's 213-351-251. I forget.
It's 2-3-2.
Give me the. Let me see the number.
Isn't that a 2?
No, that's a 3. 213.
On the hell with it.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yes, it's the third week here of the National Football League picks. This is Joe Dickhead with the professor. Looking at our very first game on the schedule, it's Green Bay at Carolina. Professor?
I predict that that ball game is going to be played in Carolina. And why do I think that? Two things. I looked at the schedule, and the...
No! Who's going to win?
Well, Green Bay at Carolina. How can you not like the Green Bay Packers? I think the pack is back. They manhandled, roughed up, pushed them over a barrel, pulled their pants down, and gave them a little rough jail sex to the Washington Redskins, and I think they'll do the same thing to the Carolina Panthers.
I agree, the Joe Dickhead pick. And if you call 251-3189, 213 area code, I'll tell you that I think Green Bay is going to win that game. Yes, for only $9.95 a minute, I'll... Oh.
You told him, you jackass. What a dumb...
Don't say anything about me being Jewish.
I didn't say a word.
Game 2 this week, Indianapolis at New England. The Indianapolis Colts playing the New England Patriots in...
New England?
What town?
New England's not a town?
No, it's not a town. Yes, the Indianapolis Colts against the New England Patriots. Drew Bledsoe back for the Patriots at quarterback. But that won't stop the offensive juggernaut of the Indianapolis Colts. I love the Colts in this game. And if you call 213-251-3189, I'll say it again on the telephone.
Yes, I agree. This is the professor. And if you want my special pick, plus the Monday night game, plus the Thursday night game, and there isn't any game Thursday night, so that ought to be interesting, call that hotline number now, 213-251-3189.
Kansas City and Washington. Has there been a more pathetic example of a professional football team this year than the poor, mishandled, misrepresented, and misplayed Washington Redskins? I believe it'll continue this week as the Kansas City Chiefs get back on track after a mauling they took at the hands of the New York Giants and beat the Washington Redskins. Professor?
I think that the Miami Dolphins will win.
I'm not talking about that game. I'm talking about Kansas City and Washington.
All right, well, then I lost my place.
You lost your place. Yes, it's the Kansas City Chiefs over the Washington Redskins this week. Now the Miami game. Here's the professor.
Thank you, Joe Dickhead. Miami plays the St. Louis Rams. The St. Louis Rams, a big disappointment last year coming off their Super Bowl year. I see Miami, of course, coming off of a very successful outing against the Oakland Raiders, and the St. Louis Rams coming off of a very successful outing with the San Francisco 49ers. I am coming off of a very successful outing with a Hong Kong prostitute.
Will you just get to the pick?
I believe the, excuse me.
He likes Miami in that game.
Yes, I do.
The New Orleans and New York Giant game poses a very interesting quandary for two great young coaches, Jim Fossil and, of course, that guy down there, Haslett or whatever his name is, in New Orleans. I like New Orleans on the road against the New York Giants. You heard me right. I love New Orleans on the road against the New York Giants.
Call 213-251-3189, and we'll tell you that we love the Giants against New Orleans.
But right now, on the radio, we like the Saints over the Giants.
But if you call us, we'll say it's the Giants over the Saints.
So you can call us or just whatever they want to do.
Well, you can call up and,
But it's $9.95 a minute to hear us tell you it's the Giants over the Saints. Right now, we like the Saints over the Giants.
The Pittsburgh Steelers at the Buffalo Bills. Two ball clubs going in the wrong direction this week and this entire season. The Pittsburgh Steelers, of course. Buffalo, what do you like?
Flip a coin.
Heads.
I love Pittsburgh in this game. Tampa Bay at Minnesota. The Vikings misfiring on offense. Dante Culpepper, Messrs. Carter and Moss. Absolute goose eggs. Can Minnesota get their offense back on track? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming off a bye week. At home, I think Tampa Bay continues the woes of the Minnesota Vikings. Professor?
I couldn't agree more. I think that the Vikings are going to destroy Tampa Bay.
I didn't say that either.
The
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Will.
Beat.
The Vikings.
The Vikings. That's what I think.
Thank you, Professor. This is Joe Dickhead with our weekend NFL picks. To round out our picks, here it is. We think it's Atlanta over Arizona. It'll be Denver over Baltimore. That's right. I said Denver over Baltimore.
Well, you got some brass balls. There's no way.
That's right. You're not going with me on that, are you?
No, I'm not. I definitely think that it's the Baltimore Ravens coming back on track, and they're going to show the Denver Broncos a thing or two about playing football.
Bull crap.
You watch.
Cincinnati at San Diego. The Bengals resurgent 2-0, and so are the San Diego Chargers. You recall earlier in the year they said the Chargers had nothing but sub-500 teams going into the first half and would win them all. I say they will beat the Cincinnati fluky Bengals this weekend in San Diego.
This is Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks on the Phil Hendry Show.
Cleveland at Jacksonville. What a pathetic, sick, and twisted place to play a professional football game. Jacksonville, Florida. Let's hope the Browns get in and out. Down, win, and out. Down, win, shots, and then get out.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see the Jaguars losing at home. That's why I like Cleveland.
Say that again.
I said I don't see the Jaguars losing at home. That's why I like Cleveland.
So I guess they're called the Cleveland Jaguars.
Of course not. They're called the Jets. Oh.
Yeah. Dallas at Philadelphia. I believe it's the Eagles resurgent under Andy Reid. No sweat, no problem. As the Cowboys get spanked again, this time on the road in Philadelphia.
San Francisco at the New York Jets. Giants. Ain't they the San Francisco Giants?
No, the 49ers.
I think that the 49ers will beat the Jets. I don't think the San Francisco Giants can beat the Jets.
Thank you. This is Joe Dickhead.
And I'm the professor.
Don't forget our big number, 213-251-3189. Let's go, Jets!
Football picks for the third week of the year on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's a TV show on what network, Mike? ABC? Called Philly. It was on Tuesday night. I don't know if you saw it, but I am told that within the first five minutes of the show, they dropped the T word. And if you know the T word, it starts with a T and it ends with a T, and it's in reference to a woman's breasts, or it's actually in a reference to anybody's breasts, I guess. And they use that word on the show, and the reason why I'm mentioning it to you is because I would get fired if I used that word, because it supposedly violates FCC decency guidelines in terms of language. And yet there they are laying it out on this ABC television show on Tuesday night. Because all of a sudden, I guess if you got enough juice with the FCC, or you have network sensors that are emboldened enough, you can go where no radio station would dare go. I really believe that a lot of this NYPD Blue, a lot of this is the result of radio. I could be wrong, but I think it is honestly the result of the ever loosening boundaries, the ever loosening restraints on radio and radio show content. And I think television saw that, and I think TV is running with it. And TV gets away with it now more than radio because it's TV. George Carlin's bit, The Seven Dirty Words. You know that bit. Maybe you don't know the bit, but there are seven words that you can't say on television. And George did this very funny, revolutionary bit in the early 70s. And the T word is one of them. And there they are on the show Philly saying it. And I'm telling you, it's not a long, long step from that word to the S word and then finally to the F word. I thought for sure by the end of the 90s we'd be hearing it in regular use on television. Not yet, but maybe within the next 10 years. And the only reason why I bring it up is we can't even come close to that kind of language on radio. Otherwise, we lose our jobs, we lose our licenses, you lose affiliates. Here's ABC. They have how many affiliates in how many different markets, and how do you think they get any problem with their affiliates over that program? Pretty wild, man. Pretty lucky people. Lucky. Must be nice. Bob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, I think that we should be on the subject of Jesse Jackson. I think we ought to be letting him go in and do what he wants to do. I think that he can accomplish a lot.
I don't think he wants to do anything.
Well, he wants to go in and he wants to talk to the
he
Taliban.
Does? When did he say
the
that?
Talibanis and get the main man.
When did he say that?
Well, haven't you been listening to the news?
I know that there was a report that they invited him, and then there was another report that he invited himself, but I didn't know that either
one
was confirmed.
No, they've been in communication, and I think it's just one of those things that we don't want to get involved or something. But, I mean, if he wants to do it, why
don't we let
him do it?
All right, well, then
he's
got to just go over there and do it, yeah. And I hope he finds an airline that'll fly him there. Here is Rick. Rick, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hi.
First of all, I just want to congratulate you. Last week you did excellent. I was really proud of you. I think you did an excellent job.
Thanks.
Listen, you know, I've been thinking in terms of what sort of creative response do we need to have in terms of this new type of threat. And it sounds funny, but at the same time I'm slightly serious. And the idea came to me when I was, you know, hearing the stories of these guys going to the strip clubs and getting drunk and that sort of thing. And basically, what I'm thinking is we need to capture Osama bin Laden alive at all costs, bring him back to the United States, and if it takes the best computer graphics guys out of Hollywood, however, we need to send back images to Afghanistan of Osama bin Laden, you know, tossing off to a Playboy in a prison cell, smoking cigarettes and, you know, crying and that sort of thing. Basically, just sort of play that psychological media game since we have the ability to.
Yeah, maybe they do. Maybe the CIA already does that kind of stuff, you know, and we just don't know about it. I mean, they probably do all kinds of surreptitious things. It sounds like a lot of fun. I used to think that we should have done that with Khomeini 20 years ago, kidnap him and put him in a bowling shirt and take pictures of him, like bowling and stuff, but no, we didn't do it. So a little ahead of its time there, Rick, but I like the idea. Here's Chad on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, how you doing?
Fine.
I'm in Atlanta, and I just want to say I really appreciate the website because they changed your position in the lineup, and after they go dark at a.m., at whatever it is at dark, and you can't get, like, 10-mile radius. But I also wanted to say...
What?
Like, there's, like, a 10-mile radius away from the radio station that you can't pick up the station that you're on.
In Atlanta? Uh-huh.
Right. And because they changed your position, I just want to really...
They changed my position.
Your lineup position. You're at night now. You're at, like,
when
way
was
past
I?
Dark.
When was I on?
You were on live, and now Dr. Laura's live. Well, okay. Not live, but she's taped delay.
And I'm on now.
You're on. You'll be on in a couple hours.
Yeah. You know what? I'm so happy the radio stations that carry my show, but I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't know how many stations out there, among the ones that carry my show, even know how to position my show.
Well, I think they got scared when everything happened, 9/11, because that's when they stopped doing it. And they
I don't even know if they know. Yeah, they get scared. And if there's one thing that is absolutely paramount in the world of radio when it comes to programming, the word is fear. Radio stations are programmed out of fear. They are sold out of fear. It's just not a place where the brave dare go, you know. So I'm glad we're on in Atlanta. We're on a great radio station in Atlanta. I would love to see radio stations get a better handle on how to position our radio show because it's frustrating to see people think it's one thing and it isn't. And then, you know, the Gulf War, the World Trade Center attacks took place, and the next thing you know, oh, we can't have him on.
Well, I would think one thing, anyone that listens to your show more than once or twice would know that you're highly intelligent. You wouldn't go, you know, base and start saying things that would offend anyone. You would deal with it seriously.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I say. You got individual program directors who are sweating bullets, sweating blood to hold on to their jobs, and anything that happens that means they've got to sell a house, they've got to pull the kids out of school, and they get thrown out of the market, and they got to go and get another job someplace else. And so anything that endangers that particular position, then we have to, you know, move Phil, you know, later at night or earlier in the night or in the middle of the day or later in the day. I really still believe that our show is a show of the future, that radio stations that cannot make it any longer with the same stale AM talk kind of radio that they're doing will begin to consider shows like ours, that our program is a send-up and a satire of talk radio. It's a send-up and a satire of the media. And I think that it's a show definitely way ahead of its time in some places.
Well, I think it's great that, you know, you don't have the really, really right viewpoint, really right-wing viewpoint. You have people that call up to regurgitate all the talk radio.
Yeah, and I listen to guys, you know, not to keep going on about this, but it's really beginning to bother me. I listen to people changing their point of view just so they can inspire a comment. Or, you know, this business of talk radio, and there are people on radio stations that I work with who one week they're liberal and then the next week they're conservative, depending upon how uniquely they want to position themselves. When this Gulf War, I keep calling it the Gulf War, the World Trade Center attack happened. When that thing happened, I spoke from my heart about how I felt about the country and how I felt about us as a people. And it was straight from my guts, man. I didn't look at that and say, now what would be the most popular point of view to take? Because anybody that heard me back during the Gulf War, now I'm really meaning the Gulf War, I was against that war, and I said so. And it didn't help me, man, I can tell you that. Didn't help me at all. I was on in Ventura at the time, just about as conservative a place that has ever been invented. And Ventura, which is the home to a couple of military bases, it was not a popular thing to do, but it's what I knew. Now I come on the radio and I talk about this thing from a standpoint maybe a little bit more of a flag waver, but I'm listening to these cats all over the place who were conservatives 3 months ago. Now they want to be liberal and say America shouldn't be in this war and it's really nobody else's fight. Why? Not because they have any particular abiding interest in this country. They just want to say something they think is unique. Because maybe the phones weren't popping with the other line of approach, you know, the other approach that they were taking. Do I sound angry? It bugs me, man. I got to be honest with you. It just flat bugs me. It's why I hate, as I've said so often before, talk radio. I really hate it. Baloney. It's just baloney. 1 week the guy's a conservative. Next week the guy's a liberal. I know of hosts that call program directors and say, hey, I want to, you know, be on a radio station there. Well, we got a lot of liberal hosts. We need a conservative. Well, I can be a conservative. That's what they do. This is the crap they pull. And when Rush came out of the gate back in 88 with his whole conservative point of view, how many guys came out of the woodwork with their conservative radio shows? It was like you couldn't count them. It was impossible. But I believe that what we do is very much ahead of its time. Maybe it's just reached its time in some markets. And it is a send-up of the entire business of doing this kind of radio. And we have fun with it, but we're also able to do the other stuff. And all the radio stations that carry us, they are very courageous broadcasters, in my opinion. And I appreciate it no end. I just wish just some of them, would understand how to position our show better and not be so nervous. Because we did 2 weeks of straight talk about the World Trade Center that was as good, if not better, than anything else out there. Believe me. All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, everybody, it's the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. And number 10 is HWA. This is signed by Izzo, debuts from Terry Anderson.
What are you doing? Turn the music off.
This is the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
I know it's the Bud Dick. Turn it off. What are you doing?
Doing a Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Wearing a gas mask.
Yeah.
Look, man, don't you understand that when you have a gas mask on that people can't understand what you're saying? Why are you wearing that?
You never did, and your Rome had one on.
I know Rome had one on. Why do you have one on? Bin Laden with anthrax, huh?
Yeah, and measles.
And measles.
Good idea, I'm going to say the measles. But I can understand what I'm saying, so what's wrong?
You may understand what you're saying. What about everybody else?
Oh.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah.
Well, look. See, Bin Laden, and you know...
What do you mean Bin Laden's gonna lob measles on us?
Yeah, I got all that stuff. Chicken pox, man. That's what I heard. That's the number one thing is chicken pox.
No, it ain't chicken pox, man. It's smallpox. Take the mask off. You sound like an idiot.
Look, you're gonna risk your life in your business. Don't you dare to tell me what I do about mine.
Well, I'm not gonna let you go on with this. Nobody can understand what you're saying.
Get out of here.
What are you doing?
Get out of here. Let's get out of here. I'm gonna do it.
Got to feel me.
Number 10 on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
That's the anthem. Get your damn hands up. I do this.
Nobody understands what this is.
Get out of here,
Phil.
That is Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. That is Jay-Z with Izzo. H-O-V-A. Number 10. Here's number 9.
Keep on falling.
Oh, no, that's number 1. Hold on. That was number 1. Hold on.
Nice going.
Shut up. Get out of here.
Number 1. Just gave everybody the number 1 song, you stupid idiot.
At number 9 is the song Let Me Blow Your Mind with Ian Fingering Guns Authority. Yes, it's a song that I enjoy so much.
Don't you understand? Nobody can hear what you're saying.
You know, I can't see too good through this thing.
No, I wouldn't think you could.
From blind, yeah, I'm drastic. Why this, why that, lip stop basking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through.
Yeah, okay.
Strong should be labeled as a hazard. Y'all know, cop psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't.
The Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 is number 9 with Princess Stefani and Little Eve or Eve or whoever the hell. And Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Fashion, none of you ain't Giselle, can't walk and imagine a lot.
This is the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
You're listening to the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Now you got the other guy wearing a gas mask.
Yeah, he's my announcer.
I know he's your announcer.
Number 9.
Do all of you guys got to wear gas masks?
How come you're not wearing one?
Because I'm not paranoid of getting chicken pox. And it ain't chicken pox, it's smallpox.
Huh?
I said it's not chicken pox, it's smallpox.
What are they, smaller?
I don't know if they're smaller. It's called smallpox. It ain't chicken pox.
What about mumps?
Look, you know something? You want to make a joke out of bacteriological warf mumps.
That is Gwen, and that's Eve featuring Gwen Stefani, and the song is called Let Me Blow Your Mind. Hey, number 9 here at the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. And...
Why are you talking like that?
Well, if I talk like that, maybe people understand me better. Okay, let's go hear that at number 8, yeah. This is Mary J. Blige. I asked Mary J. Blige what she thought about her new song, Family Affair. Mary?
Yeah, I really dig it. It was a great song and all that. I just hope everybody down with it.
We're down with Mary J. Blige, and the song is Family Affair.
So in other words, you interviewed all the artists while they're wearing gas masks, is that it?
Yeah, well, I told them they couldn't come in the studio without one.
Well, I ain't got one on.
Well, you're an asshole.
I'm a what?
Asshole.
You
know the only problem with doing this show?
What?
I have to hang with him.
What?
I want to take a room.
You got to take a what?
A room.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, come on, figure it out.
Because you know we got to get it wrong. Mary J is in the spot tonight, and I'm going to make you feel all right.
You know, I'm a white man, but come on, baby, I think she's hot.
With me. Let loose.
Mary J. Blige. That's number eight in Family Affair. Hit the Bud Bickman Weekly Top 10. Let's go to a phone call now and see what's on the phone here. Hey, hit the Bud Bickman Weekly Top 10. I think I can dig it.
Turn it off!
What are you doing?
What am I doing? Making a mockery out of this? Now the people on the phone are in a gas mask.
Well, everybody is in war alert mode.
Yeah. You can't do a radio show with a gas mask on. Take a call from the audience. Play your stupid song.
At number seven is someone to call my lover, Janet.
Yeah. Number seven.
I kind of like this song.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. It's look at me talking to you with that mask on.
I can't understand you.
What?
I can't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, you can't understand me?
No, I can't. What did you say?
I said I like the song.
Huh? Put a mask on so I can understand you.
What do you mean put a mask on so you can understand me?
This is dirty. I can't hear too good in this thing.
Put a mask on so you can understand me better.
What?
I said, you want me to put a mask on so you can understand me better.
Huh? Janet Jackson with the number six, number seven, and number five.
Number seven.
Number seven song. Yes, Janet Jackson was born in 1966 in Gary, Indiana. Jackson was the youngest of the band children.
I can't understand you.
I know, I'm choking.
What do you got in your mouth? At least we don't have to see your face with that thing on.
Oh, that's a cold shot. That's a cold shot.
Read that Jackson bio again.
And sure, Janet Jackson was born in Gary, Indiana, with a blonde hair chain. And her father was a thing on her head. And then her father...
Get out of here! You're not even reading that. You're making it up.
And I can't see it through this mask.
So you're making this stuff up?
Well, sure. Let's go, Janet Jackson was born in the thing with a blonde hair
chain. You want to do a radio show, man? Why do you want to act like a jackass?
Because of biological warfare.
Well, there ain't no biological warfare. That I know of.
Oh, see? Yeah, okay.
I had the chicken pox when I was a kid, and I had the measles, so I can't get them.
Even if Bin Laden lobs them in here?
Yeah, even if Bin Laden lobs them in here.
You have the mumps?
No, I didn't have the mumps.
Oh, okay. If I were you, I'd be worried about it.
Oh, shut up.
Number seven, that's Janet with Someone to Call My Lover. Go ahead.
Number six.
Will you get the mask off that guy? Oh, God, Bud, why did you do that?
Because I don't have to smell it.
Oh, man.
I told you I wear a gas mask.
So you did that on purpose because you're wearing that gas mask. You think it's funny? You want to grow up? We're trying to get a radio show going here, okay? Oh, God, open a window.
You can't open a window. It's a soundproof booth.
What?
On my own two feet again. And it's been a while since I could.
Number six, Stained. It's been a while.
That's my announcer.
Yeah, I know. It's your announcer with his gas mask. Phew.
I had egg salad. What of it?
It's the best it only seems.
Oh, my God!
What's the matter?
What do you think is the matter?
I can't smell it.
Well, don't you understand that those of us that don't have a gas mask on can smell it?
It's been a while.
That's the beauty of a gas mask.
Yeah, the beauty of a gas mask. You can sit there and fart your life away. You got a gas mask on.
It's been a while.
Number four.
And he doesn't smell it either.
I love myself.
Number five.
No, he can't smoke.
Since I've gone, let's get out of this, okay? Go to a commercial, you idiot.
This is the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 Gas Mask Style on the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, everybody, here's Bud Dickman. Welcome back to the Weekly Top 10. And we're going to get up here to number 4 right now, or actually number 5. And
before you do that, you got to explain things to people.
What do you got to explain?
What do you got to explain? Don't you think they want to know why you're going...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm wearing a gas mask right now because of the threat of bacteriological warfare.
And I would like to say to our listeners at this time, there is absolutely no threat that I know of any bacteriological warfare. It's a lot of paranoia.
Well, you don't know. There might be.
Yeah, it's a lot of paranoia, and he's in here doing his show with a gas mask on. Interview Mary J. Blige while she's wearing one.
I'd like to play that back.
Never mind. Go ahead, do your stupid show with a gas mask.
And here it is, at number 5, it's the sound of Usher.
Number 5, Bud Dickman, Weekly Top 10.
See, that's the part that bothers me.
Yeah.
Why does your announcer have to be in one? See the thing about you. Well, why does he have to be in one? Oh, man.
Now do you know?
But
girl, now you know why he's in one, and he still looks stupid not wearing one.
Now this may take a while. See this girl, she sort of looks just like you. She even...
Hey, Bud Dickman, we're going to go to the phone and take another phone call from one of our listeners. How you doing? You're on the air. What's up?
Is this Mr. Dickman?
Yes, sir, it is. It's Bud Dickman.
Okay, my daughter has been coming down to the radio station and getting records for you and getting you coffee and everything. Isn't that right? Don't you know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I know your daddy. I'm a 15-year-old guy.
I can't understand what you say.
She's a 15-year-old guy with a huge breast.
With the huge what?
With the great IQ.
Oh, the great IQ, yeah. Anyway, are you the one that taught her how to hook her gas mask up to a bong?
Yeah, I wanted to smoke a little dope.
You wanted to smoke what?
Nothing. I said she's a really nice kid.
Oh, she is a very nice kid. Where is she right now? Do you know?
Yeah, she's under the desk right here between my legs.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
She's on her way home.
Oh, okay. Well, please have her come home and disconnect that hose from the mask, okay? So she's not smoking dope through it. Would you mind?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I will.
All right, thank you very much.
Drop dead. What are you doing?
Hold on for a minute. Why did you tell that father that?
Tell him what?
Tell him to drop dead and that his daughter was between your legs right now under the seat and that you hooked a hose up to her gas mask to use with a bong?
Because it's true.
That's what I thought. It's true.
Yes, it is. The great Sandow of Usher, you remind me. Coming up at number 4, Blue Cantrell, Hit 'Em Up Style Eats. I talked to Blue about why she calls herself Blue Cantrell.
I call myself Blue because orange and red were taken.
Can't believe that I call my men cheating.
There you go, Blue says she calls herself Blue.
I know, because orange and red were taken.
So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree. And on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. There goes the dream.
Woman that gets out and spends her boyfriend's money, isn't it?
What?
It is about a woman that gets out and spends her boyfriend's money, isn't it?
And I can't have a conversation with you, man, when you got that mask on. What are you saying?
I said, isn't it
I'm going to plug up that air hole right there. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. Don't like it, do you, Dickman, huh?
I can't breathe.
So you better let him know that.
I'm just screwing around.
While he was bragging, I was coming down.
It's Blue Cantrell with Hit About Blue Stand Hit About Blue.
What?
That's Blue Cantrell with Hit About Blue Stand.
There was just nothing left.
Blue Cantrell with Hit Him With A Boulder Thing.
Yeah, Blue Cantrell with Hit About Blue Stand. Let me hit the end. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
They don't know what you're talking about any more than I know what you're talking about. Now, what's the name of that song?
Blue Cantrell, Hit It Into The Very Scene.
Go to a phone. I bet you these people don't know. That doesn't count. That's a friend of yours calling in and screwing around.
Okay, Blue, screw off. That's number four. Here it is. Number three. Where the party at? Jagged Edge with Nelly, yeah, yeah. You imagine Bud Dickman walking into your party with the big band, you know, just raise the roof off the joint, yeah, with a gas mask on and all that.
So what is that? Is that your urban gas mask voice?
Yo. Number three. Can I get a whoop whoop, yeah?
Even when you see us in the club, just show a little love, represent your side like me. Round here, if you stick, you get your hot one. Try shotgun, a couple of them got one. Yeah. Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So for sure we ain't playing,
hold on. Hang with no lady. What about this guy?
Who?
The guy that's on right now, Jagged Edge with Nelly. How about a little, you know, what do you call it, bio stuff?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Party in my pants and everybody's...
Party in your pants and what?
Well, you don't even...
No, hold on. I heard that. There was a party in your pants and what? And everybody's what? Yeah. You're purposefully muffling that. Because, you know, if I got the goods on you, I can get you fired. There's a party in your pants.
Party in my pants and everybody...
What?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Full of crap.
Clubs to have a good time.
Oh. Party in my pants and it's full of crap.
Girls is on the way, but a Bacardi at. Bottles and models talking all in it. No, I can't forget about my...
Number two.
Oh, God, that announcer with the gas mask, man.
Announcer. Jennifer Lopez featuring Daryl and Real. Yo, yo, raise the roof off the joint, yeah.
Do you have to just keep popping in with meaningless comments? Can't I listen to the song?
What are we going to do?
Clown.
Yeah, idiot. I'll tell you what, they better put a gas mask on her ass, man. Ding, ding. And they're the number one song in the year, right there. Hold on for a minute.
What?
Number one.
I keep on falling.
Can I get a witness?
It's a Phil Hendry show.